And it's sometimes it just takes a decision, but that decision and conviction is so fucking powerful to just decide, dude, money is abundant. It's always flowing in. Let's fucking go. I'm trusting. And I think all of this, all the business stuff, all the relationship stuff, food, body, sex, everything, it all comes down to the core thing of self-trust.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
All right, you guys, I am so excited to be here with you today. I have a special friend, a special peer, one of my most favorite people in the world. Sam is here with me today, and we met, what, almost a year ago? I don't even.
Maybe 6 months ago. I feel like I've known you for a long time, yeah. But I don't think we've actually known each other for that long.
Yeah, which is crazy. But it's like one of those people like, oh, she's equally as audacious and crazy and wild as me. Hi, best friend.
Yeah. I remember being like, wait, she's got like a lot of energy. I like her. And then we just started riffing. And I was like, yeah, she's going to be my friend.
Yeah. Then we stopped. Amazing. Tell everyone about you. Who are you, Sam?
Oh my God. Isn't that like the $1 million question? Okay. So these days I've been calling myself a business and wealth activator because that's really what I do. My clients come to me and they are feeling maybe a little bit stuck or a little bit stagnant, or maybe they just feel like they don't have the fire in them and they want to make more money. They want to feel hot. They want to be rich. They want to make impact. They want to go big. And so I'm a pretty unapologetic, edgy person. And so I think my energy paired with, I've been doing this online business thing for now since 2018. And I'm like, yeah, I just am really fucking good at firing people up and getting them to take action and coming up with like really fun and exciting ways to sell and market their offers. This is one of my favorite things to do, is just go into people's businesses and be like, oh my God, we could do this and this, and just get them all hype and see the possibilities of more abundance, like more freedom, more fun, more everything. So yeah, I would say that's me. And the only other caveat is I'm going back to van life. My fiance and I bought a van in 2021, and we're gonna be back full-time on the road in, or we might even be on the road by the time this episode airs, but in about a week or so. So that's feeling exciting to be nomads again while running this company.
Oh my gosh. There's so much to dive in here, but I wanted to say that I love how you just call it like it is. Like, we all want to be hot and rich, right? Boom, done.
Yeah, I think there's like a lot of shadow work to be done to reclaim these parts of like women realizing that we want to have a lot of money and we want to feel really hot and we want to be in love with ourselves and we want to feel sexy. That's just what it is. And I started my business in fitness and nutrition, and I fell in love with lifting weights and got really confident and started feeling myself. I was like, oh, and that was really the catalyst for me having the balls to start my business and like actually scale it. And I think that being hot and being rich together make everything more exponential. And we have to have good intentions behind it. I've always been a very impact-driven person and I've always wanted to help people. But yeah, it's the more I've owned that and just made jokes with my clients about it, they're like, I love this like hot rich bitch identity. We got like a Telegram chat thread of like us just doing hot rich bitch things, like getting our nails done to feel like a more empowered CEO. Or I have one of my clients who like loves designer handbags and she's, I'm going to get this bag like as soon as I make my first whatever. And it's fun to just own it that we all want that. Can we just allow ourselves to desire that?
Absolutely. I love what you said about there is a shadow side to it, because I think it's the societal good girl conditioning as we grow up that we shouldn't want more, We shouldn't say what we actually mean. We have to make sure that we don't ruffle feathers. And so it's so refreshing to just hear you just own that. And it gives other people permission to own that too.
Yeah, I was talking to a few of my clients because we have 4 retreats coming up this year. And I'm like, guys, I think I'm going to buy a money gun and I'm just going to take a bunch of $100 bills out of the bank. And we're going to do like photo shoots with the money gun and just like in like with like lipstick and just like looking hot. And like everyone's entering their new era of not giving a fuck what people think, just being their most unapologetic self, scaling their business, like feeling good about themselves. I'm like, I just want women to know they can really have it all and feel good doing it and make a shit ton of impact in the process.
I love it. Okay, so I want to go back in your story of why this is important to you, because just in hearing you talk, I'm like, there was probably a time where maybe you didn't feel that way and then you found it. And so tell us more about like why you're so passionate about helping unlock this for all women everywhere.
Yeah, that's funny. I have like goosebumps. I'm like, wow, I've had this question asked, but not in this particular way. So thank you for asking it. I think I spent the majority of my life hiding and the majority of my life really accepting less than I wanted or settling for less or playing small or being like, oh, this is enough. Yeah, I should be happy. I should be grateful. I felt that way when I was in my 9-to-5. I felt that way when I felt that way many times. And I read this book that changed my life. It's called The Dark Side of the Night Chasers. And it was a book about shadow work, basically, and like reclaiming the dark side. And that book changed the entire trajectory of my life. And it honestly, I jumped from, I would think I was making at that point in my business, I think I was making like 10K a month. I read that book and I jumped to $30,000 to $40,000 months. It was like, boom. And it had nothing to do with business strategy. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And I think that women are so conditioned to settle and not want more. And they don't want to be greedy. They don't want to be salesy. They don't want to be too much. And I got to be real. My whole life, I've been too much. Like I've been the one that's been like on stage with the mic. Like I've wanted all the attention and like really reclaiming the fact that I actually have really big energy and I know I'm going to be on stages and I know I'm going to be some sort of public figure. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I've always had that vision for myself and just allowing it to exist and claim it. And then now all my clients are coming to me or prospective clients, but all the clients I work with are like, oh no, this is what I want to. I want to be on stages. Like I want to be famous. Like they're singers, they're podcasters, they're coaches, they're scaling fucking epic companies. They're very unconventional and realizing like, oh, it's these like really powerful women who are doing things very unconventionally, who have probably been conditioned to feel too much their entire life. I mean, what woman hasn't? Let's be real. But it's like, we've been programmed to feel like you've been programmed to feel not good enough and simultaneously too much, which is, that's a fucking walking conundrum. And at a certain point, I was just like, fuck all of that. I'm going to be who I want to be. And if it triggers people, so let it. But it's not my responsibility to protect other people's feelings and emotions. And that's one of the main things I teach my clients. Look, you are going to trigger people. Your success is going to trigger people. Your financial wins are going to trigger people. Your being invited to be on blank and blank is going to trigger people, but don't let that stop you. Like you've been downplaying your whole life. Like not anymore. When you work with me, not anymore. Like it's time to really reclaim that hugeness and that light and just own it and just be like, yo, this is me. And I'm not here to make you like me. I'm here to change the world.
What's coming up for me is you give people voice to be who they are, and not you give them clarity on the words, but you also give them the vocal power to carry.
Yeah, for sure. Voice is a huge thing. I work with a lot of my clients in like throat chakra and even sacral chakra, because the throat and our sacral are very connected. If we are living our lives from the head up, we are so disconnected from our desire, right? And what we actually want. And most women don't even have more than like a minute in the day to actually dream into what do they desire. They don't even give themselves space to dream. And so at least on my retreats, a lot of that happens is you come in person, you're away from work, you're away from family, you're away from routine, you're with yourself, you're with these other women, you're with me. and you're in this space and you're like, what do I want? When it's like in these epic locations that are very expansive, mountains, vast ocean, whatever. And then when we connect to that place, then we can actually use our voice to advocate for it and to focus our attention and energy on what we actually do really fucking want.
I love that. It makes me think. So I just put up a reel and that was exactly what I said, is most people don't dare to like dream of what they actually want. But society's, oh yeah, 5K months, that's normal. That's good. Congratulations. And I truly believe like in my own business success, it was the secret. Like the one thing was because I dared to dream a bigger dream. If you were to distill it down in a nutshell.
1,000,000%. I've been reading a lot from Ben Hardy. I know you and I have both been binging his stuff lately. And I've been reading Be Your Future Self Now, 10X is Easier Than 2X, and I'm about to start Who Not How. The core principle in all of this is do not work harder, work smarter, but like work on what you actually want to be doing, right? And I think I just went through this vulnerably. I realized I was putting so much energy and attention on things that didn't really matter or that weren't really moving the needle ahead. And I wasn't doing the thing that I was like completely fucking passionate about. And I think that a lot of women fall into this shiny object, or they get distracted, or they lose sight or lose focus of what they really want. And then they have conversations like this, or they listen to conversations like this, and they're like, wait, oh my God, I've wanted to write a book forever, blah, 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 right? Or I've wanted to scale my business forever, or I want this, or I actually do want to go bigger, or I want to be a public speaker, or want blah, blah, blah. But you're like telling yourself everything's fine. And I think it's really, it's just zooming out, giving yourself space to zoom out and be like honest with yourself of, dude, what do you want? Because yeah, sure, you can live in this, what do you need to do? But that's operating in like day-to-day survival. It's like you most likely, if you're listening to the show, you have the capacity to take 5 minutes out of your day, zoom out, and ask yourself, ask your highest self, what do you actually want? And you do know. And I think one of the most disempowering thoughts that a lot of I help my clients break through is like saying, I don't know. I don't know what I want. Or I don't know. Or I don't know. I don't know. Like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Stop telling yourself that. Like, you do know. It's just, you got to create some more space to go in and find out.
And it's like the shadow side is the one saying you don't know, because it's like, how dare you want that? Who are you to want that?
And I even in my own pursuit of my next level in my business, and even as like a speaker, right? Same thing. It still comes up. It's just, I don't listen. Cause like I have this like alter ego, and this is like something that I hope is helpful for your listeners, is develop an alter ego that's so confident that eventually becomes who you are. This is how I at least transcended my own lack, limitation, and bullshit, is like looking at myself in the mirror and just being like, everyone wants to work with you. You get everything you want. You're a fucking millionaire. You're changing the lives of millions. You're on stages. Tony Robbins is asking you to be on his stage. Like all this stuff, right? And saying these really big proclamations and not letting fear stop you from saying the thing because it's so big. I remember being like, wait, it is terrifying to admit that like I want that, because I'm like, shit, like, who do I have to become somebody who can handle that and hold that and create that? And that means I need to learn all these other skills and I have to do all this other stuff. And I think it's about women getting into a right relationship with responsibility. I think a lot of women are scared of responsibility, are scared of the commitment of building the thing that they want. But deep down, if the desire is big enough and the why is big enough, like you will make right with responsibility, and you'll know like you can handle it. You got it. You can hire a team. You'll find somebody. You'll find the mentors. You'll get the support. And when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
So good. So good. Okay. One, I loved that you talked about alter egos. I had first heard about that on an Ali Reeves podcast, and she was talking about how Beyonce has an alter ego. Sasha Fierce, that's who she becomes when she steps on stage. I was like, oh my gosh, like what? That is so cool.
Yeah. It's a really helpful tool.
Yeah.
I do it before anything, like before a podcast, before an interview, before a speaking event, before me leading a Zoom call for my clients. I'm like, this is going to change your fucking life. Like, I go up there and it's like edgy and there's no ounce of doubt. Boom. And I've just started to be like, I want to adopt that presence in all parts of my life. And I feel like I'm pretty good at that now. Like, if you meet me in person, like, that's who I am. But that's not who I was. I was so insecure. I overthink everything. Like, I really second guess myself. I really struggle to trust myself. And I feel like the more that you embody this archetype and this alter ego, the more that lack, limitation, doubt, guilt, shame, all of that starts to fade away.
I love that. So homework for everyone listening to this podcast episode, go reflect, write on, and embody your alter ego. I love that. Okay. So you mentioned, Sam, how you recently course corrected as you really tapped into what you actually wanted. Can you shed some behind the scenes light on that?
Yeah, totally. Okay. So here's the thing. I do so many things, and I know you can relate to this, like Manny Jen. And I think for a while, and this is something I'm still working through, it's funny, like I was like, yo, what's my thing? And my thing has pivoted and expanded so many times since I started my business, because I started in fitness and it evolved, and now I'm teaching entrepreneurs how to really access new levels of power and scale their company and make more money and all of this. And what I came to realize is, like, where do I find the most joy? Because I don't know, I am somebody who just really believes that you don't need to do things you don't want to do. Like, you can either hire someone for it or you don't even need to do it. And I really am obsessed with being in my bliss. Like, my work feels like it fills me up just as much as I'm filling up everyone else. And now I truly believe that's how it, air quotes, like, should feel. And if it doesn't, it's an inquiry to look at, what can I tweak? What can I massage? What can I adjust? And so over the past like 6 months, I've really worked on developing my psychic channel and my intuitive gifts and like working with the body and releasing things from the body. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I do all these things. And so what I have realized and what I've been reflected back to so much is, yeah, you are a master facilitator of transformation. Someone can come into your world and in 3 days, they could double their business. Or someone could come in to come on a retreat and they walk away, they lose 10 pounds, they are finally able to have sex with the lights on, and they just made mad moves in their business. And it's, this might sound a little, I don't want to say cocky, but this might sound weird, I guess, is like, when people come into my space, I'm doing so much of the energetic work of clearing the bullshit, the shame, the guilt, the heaviness, letting that shit go. Cause that's what holds a lot of entrepreneurs back. It's not business strategy. It's like all the stories you've been telling yourself, the fact that your mom never validated you, the fact that your dad was aggressive. Like, I say this because this is literally me. I had to forgive and make peace with those parts of me so that I could soar, so that I could go faster. And so my true love is like approaching the entrepreneur from the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual. And then obviously looking at business strategy, and I love doing the business stuff and the creative stuff and the marketing and branding and stuff, but it's not just business, because if the human running the business is feeling burnt out, unhappy, and unfulfilled, eventually the business is going to crash because like it's not sustainable. So there's so much energetic work to clean up behind the scenes of the CEO of your company, because like your company can only grow to the extent that you're growing. And so there's like this, we got to look at all the things. We got to look at the relationships in your life. We got to look at your daddy wounds, your mom wounds, like relationship with self, relationship with body, all like pleasure, desire, like everything. And so, yeah, my approach is very all of it. When I used to think I had to pick one thing, but it's not, it's all of it. And I teach on all of it. I can't explain it because we cover so many things and I don't know what is the one thing, because it's going to be different for everyone.
I love what you said about your business only grows to the extent that you grow. That is so juicy.
Cool. Dude, you and I behind the scenes have been talking about this so much, of clearing up belief systems or unaligned people or unaligned investments or unaligned team or unaligned and anything that's unaligned, anything that is not adding energy and adding joy to your life. That's got to go. Or you get to examine your relationship to it before you just ditch it. Because I think some people are really quick to like, to be like, oh, my partnership is like not perfect, so I'm going to ditch it. No partnership is perfect. Is this a, you need to clean up your avoidant attachment or your anxious attachment or the fact that you don't know how to communicate to your partner? Or is it that actually this person isn't for you? And so it's always what is the external showing, knowing that everything is you pushed out. It's like the law of assumption. It's like everything that's happening in your external world is a result of your belief system. So if you feel like your partner doesn't see you, you don't believe that your partner sees you. So you're subconsciously doing things. If you don't believe you can make a lot of money, subconsciously, you have that belief when it's going to show up externally. And I've completely transformed my whole life. I shared with you even, I've paid off $25,000 worth of debt in the last, I don't know, 12 days. Cause I was just like, I'm done. Boom, boom, done. And it's sometimes it just takes a decision, but that decision and conviction is so fucking powerful to just decide, dude, money is abundant. It's always flowing in. Let's fucking go. I'm trusting. And I think all of this, all the business stuff, all the relationship stuff, food, body, sex, everything, it all comes down to the core thing of self-trust.
I love that. The only thing too, you mentioned the law of assumption, which I think ties into like the law of separation, where we think we're separate from everyone, like the people that we see in the world, but it's actually a perfect mirror of our consciousness and how we perceive them. What is this craziness?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like social media is like the ultimate mirror work. Whoa, why does that person trigger me? Or like, why does it, like, even if I've triggered you on this podcast and maybe you're hearing this like hot, rich narrative and you're like, ooh, that's like, I don't know, whatever you're thinking to yourself, that instead of you being like, oh, I'm turning this off, like, what if that was like an invitation for you to go within and be like, what part of me is scared to be seen as hot or scared to be seen as rich? Because that's what it is, right? I used to feel that way. And by seeing and being like having expanders and see people that were very attractive or see people that had a lot of money and being like, I want to be the person that's doing this from an impact, like a place of impact and place of intention. But I also can't deny the fact that I've always had a desire to look good and feel good. And I've also always had a desire to have ultimate freedom and have a lot of money and have multiple properties and travel the world. And I'm going to stop making myself wrong for that. And I think a lot of women need to stop making themselves wrong for wanting very human things on this 3D experience. You can be deeply spiritual and want a lot of money and want to feel hot and blah, blah, blah. Those are not conflicting things. I really believe you can be a great, great person and do good work in the world and make a shit ton of money and look good and feel good and have it all.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. For real. Preach. We're in the Church of Sam. I love this. I think that's the perfect note to wrap up on. Is there any last reflection, thought, cherry on top of what you just said, which is so freaking beautiful?
I would say just, this is something I did for myself last night, and I don't think I'll ever stop doing it because I think we're always in the process of refinement, right? What I teach is like a blend of like manifestation and also strategy and embodiment and all this. But I think just making it a regular practice to tune in to what is not right or what feels off. This does require some slowing down and like actually noticing the sensations in your body, but this could be a small tweak. I feel like my partner and I haven't really had connection time and I really want that. And I just like miss him, and that requires being vulnerable. And so I noticed this the other day. I was like, I track my period on like the Flow app and I was like, oh, I'm ovulating. I was like, that's why I just feel so like, Kurt, get over here. And so I told him and he was like, not at all in the mood. I was like, but Kurt, I'm feeling so hot and so turned on. And he, Sam, I'm just like not there. And it's funny because I'm like, past version of me would have taken that really personally, would have made that mean all these things. And what I realized is it's just having the self-awareness to be real with myself about what I need at that moment, which is I just need like physical touch. I'm like, okay, fine. Can you just hug me? Can you just give me a kiss? I just need some like love. And checking in with yourself to ask, what do you need? Is like, holy shit. I think this question is so basic, But isn't it always like, it's like the foundations and the basics are the basics for a reason. So just checking with yourself, meaning like, what do you need? And then secondly, checking in with what do you really desire? Because the thing is, we're in such a fast pace. You and I are scaling businesses. We're in this kind of holy hustle season. And it's really easy to be building something that 3 months we're like, do we even want this? And so it's always checking in with self and your intuition and like highest self to be like, is this it? Is this it? And you'll know, you'll feel that-ness in your body. And so just trust that is what I would say, is really trust yourself, trust your desires, trust that the things that you want, like it's okay to have them. Don't make your desires wrong. It's safe to have desire. Like, I just feel like there's a huge piece that's coming through right now for all of your people around like, it's safe to have what you want. It's safe to go bigger, to have more. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to be mad. And if they are, like, that's their stuff, but it's not your job to micromanage them. It is your job to be as happy as possible and be as fulfilled as possible. So yeah, just put you and your needs and your desires first.
It's safe. It's safe to have what you want. I love that. What a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much, Sam. This has been absolutely amazing. And I'm so excited for all of you, like already for everyone to listen in. And we'll be sure that Sam's information is in the show notes. So go follow her, go send her a message, let her know what you love most about this episode. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Bree. And you guys, you're in for such a treat with Bree. Bree is like the best. I've never said this before. I've never met such a fucking boss of a woman who like wants something and gets it. It's really amazing. So keep listening to the show, share it, tell all your friends about Bree. Let's really bring her whole movement and everything she's about to the masses, because she's doing epic stuff and now is a great time to be in her world.
Woo, let's go, baby. All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.